66. WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:32 and 15 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Peter Hoffman, Antonio Grillo, they on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze right up until Peter McCarthy at 10 on your fan, New York City.
Separated. Morris shoved somebody as well. Valanciunas getting in the way.
Anything I can tell the team?
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Tell the team!
We got a fight! Crowder was throwing at Elfrid Payton, and he should have. Payton threw a cheap shot he didn't like.
You want to not come to any more games?
But I want you answering the money by noon tomorrow.
You know what? Enjoy watching him on TV.
Him, hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin. Hold him for Kevin.
He's just unprofessional, man. That's soft. His game is soft. He's soft.
You got to let people do their job, right? You can't be standing over them, you know, and going into the media and saying, hey, you know what, I don't think that that was a great play, or I don't like what he did on the court or he did on the ice or whatever.
You can have my answer now if you like. My offer is this. Nothing.
That's how he carried him, man. You know, it's just very womanlike.
Did you know misogynists are much more common than you think?
I don't think that's helpful for a team.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb. I'm smart, and I want respect.
We have, I think this is fair to say, I think it's accurate to say, we have reached that point, the breaking point. You are mad as hell and you can't take it anymore. Enough is enough. This is not personal, it's strictly business. We now need... Listen closely, listen carefully. We now need Johnny Fontaine to approach his godfather and ask for a favor. Johnny needs to explain. It's been 20 years of failure. The owner defines ineptitude at the junction of malfunction and dysfunction. Failure. The front office of Commodore Perry and General Mills, failures. Johnny Fontaine needs to make this clear to Vito. And if he can, if Johnny makes it crystal clear, you know, I know, we all know that Johnny's godfather will tell his godson, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. And we know that if Dolan doesn't accept that offer, he may soon experience a night of very uneasy sleep. Of course, were Dolan to accept the offer, all Knickerbocker fans would be dining with Hyman Roth, and Hyman would want everybody, all fans, to enjoy your cake. So, enjoy. Dolan knows Knickerbocker fans are addicted. Dolan knows you will pay. Knows you will embrace losing because of the brand. The New York Knickerbocker brand in your blood, in your DNA, and you can chant, sell the team. And those chanting, sell the team, only add to the value of the team. Already number one of all NBA teams in terms of dollars and cents, with the only empty seat, as you know, the one Charles Oakley used to sit in. Sell the team. The chant. But you're not at home chanting. You're not in your car chanting. You're at the Garden. After taking out a loan for a ticket, you're at the Garden doing the chanting, aren't you? Dolan isn't going to sell anytime soon. Not when Knickerbocker fans are making him money. Those of us born in Jurassic Park, we know, and you know, and everybody knows, the NBA is not what it used to be since it's become what it is. Not even trash talking is the same. Now, you know from Crowder taking a cheap shot. You know from Peyton shoving him to the floor. And you know from Morris with his comments after the game. And his comments after the game about Crowder, his so-called trash talking, you know and I know, insulted not only women but men as well. What do you think Michael Jordan would have said about Crowder? And said to Crowder, what do you think Larry Bird would have said about Crowder and he too say it to him? What do you think Charles Oakley, Anthony Mason would have said about Crowder and said it to him face to face? And if you think what Jeff Van Gundy did, grabbing onto the leg of Alonzo Mourning, was radical, what do you think Van Gundy or even Mark Jackson or even a Kevin Garnett or even a Reggie Miller would have said about Crowder and said to his face? Not even trash talking is the same in the NBA, with Morris coming off as bad as Crowder taking that very cheap shot. And what is it after the game, Ja Morant? He's looking for hot water. All he had to do was find it with Morris. Morris, who apologized. Isn't that nice of him? Morris probably not knowing what he was apologizing for. What is Vito going to do? What would Vito, even Michael, do when you need them now? And here's a sudden thought. With the Knickerbockers, with those 24-second violations and 8-second backcourt violations, were they to honor and remember Kobe Bryant, or was that the Knickerbockers just being the Knickerbockers? And by the way, a final thought about last Sunday, if all those other helicopters were not allowed to take off, why the helicopter with Kobe on it? Why? Because Kobe was on it. Again, the pilot, no doubt, blinded by the glow of his very famous celebrity behind him, unable to see what was eventually in front of him, described as a pool of milk. The fog and the terrain not seen, and the very expensive, very sophisticated limousine-like helicopter with no weather or terrain warning system on board. You can guess that if it were not for Kobe and his daughter not on board, if they weren't in that helicopter, like the others in the area, grounded on Sunday. Steve Cohen, please pick up the white courtesy telephone. Mookie Betts on the move, maybe to Hollywood, maybe to San Diego. Nolan Arenado, maybe on the move. Chris Bryant, maybe on the move. Fred and Jeff Wilpon, not moving right now. Steve Cohen, when will he make his move? The answer, not soon enough. As you know, Pat Mahomes Sr., the former New York Metropolitan reliever, has a relative in the Super Bowl. And it says here, he will avoid... Ooh, look out, here comes Nick Bosa. It says here, he will avoid Mr. Bosa on enough occasions to move into scoring position tomorrow. Tomorrow, Fearless will forecast a Kansas City win, so you want to be listening for that. If you're ever going to San Francisco, be sure to wear a flower in your hair and sit on the dock of the bay. If you're ever going to Kansas City, know they call themselves, and I'm not making this up, Kansas Cityans call themselves the soccer capital of the country. And don't you think they would be so much better off calling themselves the barbecue capital of the Midwest? They would like to call themselves the champions of the NFL, and they can do without Tyreek Hill doing what he did during the intros in the AFC title game, and you saw it, and nobody has talked about it. Maybe they will start talking about it if we see him during Super Bowl introductions do what he did in the AFC title game introductions, and that was get down on all four to lift a leg. He was doing Odell Beckham Jr. And not a word from anybody about it, but we all saw it. And would anybody be surprised if you could add as a prop bet a yes or no on him doing it again? We say no, you say so. Sunday, well, no.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.